The industrial kitchen at Reinert Hall, a dorm on SLU's campus, is relatively quiet for now. Four students are consulting paperwork for meal delivery.
This is a different building that's C2.
Each student has a sheet of labels with the names and addresses of people who will get the food.
Yeah, I think you guys are okay to go whenever.
Three of the students each grab a large blue insulated bag filled with individually packaged meals. They leave the dorm and head across the street to the Grand View Tower Apartments. The proximity of this low-income building is part of the reason sophomore Juno Musanda volunteers for Campus Kitchen.
It's a nice opportunity to give back, and they're so close to us. We really don't, interact within, our community, so this is a good experience to do that.
The food is donated from a variety of sources, local grocery stores, as well as the catering company for SLU's dorms. It's all food that otherwise would have been thrown away. Jenny Bird is coordinator of SLU's Campus Kitchen. She says it's really the students who do everything. They check for food safety, make meals, package meals, deliver meals.
And they plan the meals according to the food that's been donated that week, the day before their shift. And then they come the day of the shift and run the shifts and coordinate all the volunteers that come.
Washington University in St. Louis also has a Campus Kitchen chapter, but SLU's was the first in the country. And according to Bird, SLU's location is part of what makes the program meaningful, and not just to the students.
For our clients who live here right in the midst, they can look out of their apartment windows and see the campus life going on below. And I think it's really good for the students and for the clients to see each other face to face.
Back at the Grand View Tower Apartments, Musanda is making the rounds.
Campus Kitchen.
Most of the clients receive their food with a smile and thank you. Some just take it silently. And others are happy to chat a bit.
Come on in.
Martha Ellebrock has been receiving Campus Kitchen meals for at least 4 years.
And fish, that's fish. And potatoes and broccoli.
At 78, Ellebrock says she's on a limited income, so the meals from Campus Kitchen are helpful.
It means a lot to me because twice a week I get a meal, and it helps my income.
SLU's Campus Kitchen delivers more than 400 meals a week, all of which must have a protein, a starch, vegetables, and a dessert, which is usually fruit.
Multicolored carrots in, and they're so pretty. So we're just peeling those, and we're just do a little salt and pepper, roast them. I want them to maintain their carrotness. So
Holly Favor is a senior and dietetic student at SLU, and she's a shift manager with Campus Kitchen. Favor says what really impresses her is the dedication her peers bring to the kitchen.
I'm always thinking about food and who I can feed and how can they get their food, where is it coming from. That's something that's always on my mind because it's so much my major. But, an English major, a marketing major, they don't even think about that every day, and they still come and do the work for people they don't even know.
And it's not just the students who are involved in Campus Kitchen. During the winter holidays, when the students go home, SLU's faculty and staff step in to cook and deliver the meals to their neighbors. Shula Newman, St. Louis Public Radio, and The Beacon.